This is our third Sunday in our November theme, Be a Catalyst for Good. And we are discovering through our focus on this particular theme that as we feel good about ourselves and life, that we're able to be a catalyst for good in the world. In fact, it's only as we feel good about ourselves and life that we're able to be an uplifting presence in the world around us. We can't be an instrument through which the goodness of life flows unless we're tuned into its presence within us. When we're playing a happy tune, we're tuned in. And the vibrations of joy and love and peace make their presence known through us, through our presence. And in the same way, if we're out of tune, if we're busy singing the sour notes of our Everything Seems to Go Wrong song, then the vibrations of disharmony and discord make their presence known through our presence. Every thought we think activates a particular vibration in us. Fake it till you make it is a helpful suggestion if it temporarily makes us feel better about our life. But it was never meant to be a lifelong goal, because the energy for creating a life we enjoy living responds to our thoughts and feelings, our legitimate thoughts and feelings, and it can't be fooled by a false smile or empty words. We gotta feel it to make it, not fake it to make it. We can't fake the energy we emit, and that energy creates our life, and that's just the way life works. Abraham Hicks put it this way: your thoughts create your feelings create your vibration, and that vibration creates your life. That's why we can't create a life we enjoy living with thoughts that we don't enjoy thinking. We can't clear up confusion or solve problems or heal anxiety with the same thoughts and feelings that create them. Fighting against anything, whether it's in our own mind or whether it's the behavior of others around us, is a vote in its favor. Because we energize whatever we focus on, and if we don't like what we're looking at, we're energizing it anyway. Problems disappear when we allow our mind to rise above the fray, which is a phrase that means to not be directly involved in a difficult struggle or disagreement, even if it's in our own mind. When we mentally rise above the fray, worry and concern, into that rarefied and clarified vibrational space of unopposed oneness with unopposed goodness, we become a catalyst for good, for a good outcome for ourselves and the world. Sri Ramana Maharshi said, if one's mind has peace, the whole world will appear peaceful. In the same way, if our mind has love, the whole world will appear loving. And if our mind has joy, the whole world will appear joyful. Ernest Holmes put it this way: what you're looking for, you're looking with, except if you're looking for your glasses. So if we're looking for a world to love and appreciate, we'll find it wherever we are. If we trust that everything works out for good, everything works out for good wherever we are. We see what we expect to see. And because our point of view is our only view, and it's right in front of it, in front of us, we use it to confirm we're right about how things turn out. Whether we're convinced that life is basically good and turns out well, or we're convinced that life is not so good and never turns out well, that's true. Either way. Now, as many of you know, I flew from Michigan to Missouri to visit my sister for a couple of days this week. I left on Tuesday and came back just this Friday afternoon. And I had a wonderful time, by the way, because I know you're going to ask me, so I had a great time. But flying is such a beautiful example of rising above the clouds and the hectic confusion of travel as the plane goes higher and higher, and there's nothing else for us to do but just fly. All the rushing around, all the concerns beneath those clouds are gone. Now, I flew out of Bishop on Tuesday morning, and we all know what the weather was like. It was dark, it was cold, and it was snowy. But as we took off and rose higher and higher, those dark clouds disappeared, and we were greeted by, a beautiful, beautiful sun. And that sunshine was there. It's always there, just above the clouds. Just as the beautiful sunshine of our inner being, the Christ light of our existence is always there. Our trust-filled thoughts that this is true allows us to rise higher and higher in our awareness. And as we do, worry and concern disappear. No matter how worrisome any situation may seem to be, no matter how cloudy any decision appears to be, there's a light within us that's always shining with calm clarity. Now, when I flew from the small airport in Flint to the much bigger Chicago airport, and if you've been there, you know it's huge, I had a 30-minute layover that would allow me to run almost the length of the Chicago airport to get to my gate for my connecting flight. But since I'd already prayed my intention for smooth flights and everything being on time, then I would get to my gates on time, I wasn't concerned. And I did just that from Chicago to Missouri. In fact, my connecting flight, I was given a change of seat so that I was in the exit row and I had all this more than enough leg room in front of me the whole flight. So everything was going really well, and you know, when we set out our intention and trust our intention, then we can just relax and enjoy our travels. But on the way back, even though I had the same amount of time to catch my connecting flight back to Flint, and even though the flight from Springfield was ready to take off early, for some reason, the pilot had to move our plane out of the lineup for takeoff for about 10 to 15 minutes. And when we arrived on the runway in Chicago, my 30-minute layover became a 20-minute layover. But I wasn't worried about catching my connecting flight because I'm a fast runner when I need to be. But when we were about 20 feet, just 20 feet away from the gate, for some reason, well, we did know the reason, but our pilot again stopped the plane because we had to wait for those guys with the batons to get to us and guide us in. And as we sat waiting, my 20 minutes was ticking away. And I started to get a little anxious. I could feel a contraction of worry that's starting in my heart space. And I knew that my feelings of concern were causing a vibration that would create what I didn't want if I didn't change how I was feeling. So I closed my eyes and rather than focusing on the unmoving plane and the big airport, I took a deep breath. And after telling myself that I'd already had my visit with my sister, and I'd had that visit, so if I didn't catch my connecting flight and got back home a little bit later, that was okay. And so I felt better, and as we like to say, I let go and I let God. And as I sat there calmly breathing, my inner voice spoke to me so loud and clear that I was sure the woman sitting next to me could hear it. And it said, "Everything always works out perfectly, always for the best. Just trust." Now, I couldn't tell you how much time was left for me to get to the gate to Flint. But I was filled with trust and my mind was at peace. When we don't let circumstances freak us out, when we choose instead to let calmness lift us into the sunlight of our mind, no matter what comes next, we can be confident that it's the perfect outcome. And the vibration we emit not only creates that outcome for us, but has a calming effect on those around us. And I opened my eyes and I looked at my seatmate, who was headed from Minnesota for a funeral, who had only 10 more minutes to catch her connecting flight than I had to catch mine. And I said with so much confidence, it sounded like I knew the pilot personally. I said, it's going to work out. We're all going to get where we need to go at the perfect time. And she smiled and said, "Thank you." And she sat back in her seat. She closed her eyes. And when we finally were able to disembark, and I quickly looked for a monitor to find out what gate I needed to run to. Even before I found the monitor, my seatmate came up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder. And she said, "I don't know if that's your flight, but that gate, the gate we just came out of, is going to Flint." And it was my flight. And it was my gate. I was already there. I didn't need to run anywhere. It was like the song Marcia used to sing. It's already there, what you're looking for. It's already there. You don't need to search anymore. And I felt so happy and so grateful that I said, "Thank you, God, so loud that a man who was reading a book looked up and smiled at me. And I swear at that moment, I could hear my inner voice laughing. When life feels good, our heart is soft and filled with love and joy and appreciation for the goodness in ourselves and others and the situations in our life. When our life feels not so good, because we can't see beyond the worry in our mind, our heart is hardened against life, and we see the not so good in ourselves, in others, and in the situations in our life. Abraham Hicks said the law of attraction is most understood when you see yourself as a magnet, getting more and more of the way you feel. We see what we expect to see. It's the way life works, and there's nothing we can do about it. If we choose to live our life as often as we can with the mantra, everything always works out perfectly for me, always for the best, then our mind is filled with trust and our thoughts naturally rise, and panic and worry and anxiety don't take hold as quickly or stay as long if they do. In the clarity above the fray, our awareness of our oneness with the all good within us keeps us calm no matter what the situations or events that occur in our life, and we trust that the clouds will disappear without our efforting, without our struggling, without our battling or panicking or worrying or blaming. Good feeling thoughts create a good vibration, and that vibration creates our experience. Above the clouds of confusion that come with our trying to make something happen, we're able to feel good no matter what. The wonderful spiritual teacher, spiritual writer, Iyanla Vincent wrote this. Listen carefully. There is something you must know. Receive these words. Life loves you. Life loves you enough to live as you, to breathe through you, to express itself as you. Life loves you so much. Honor, cherish, and enjoy life's love for you. When we stay above the fray, we experience a life we enjoy living every day. We can't help playing a happy tune, and the vibrations of joy and peace and love and celebration make their presence known by our presence. And only then can we become a catalyst for good wherever we are. Namaste.